Michigan, Traverse City, everywhere in between. Looks like we have quite the following tonight, Dave.
Well, at least we got three or four people anyways.
Yeah, well, my mother's in Salt Lake City, so I think they've turned it off already. But 12-0. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke with your call tonight. Spotting it would be Dan Benke doing an excellent job so far tonight. We'll see, though, in the 9:45 left. Kick comes down to about the 20-yard line, brought in at by Franzel. The 16 is going to keep it for himself. Goes right to the middle of the field and gets out to the 30-yard line where they will start this drive. So tackle made by number 20, Adam Kowalski, on special teams, the senior for Harbor Beach. First and 10 from the 30-yard line for Sandusky.
That cost Sandusky five more yards. They could have taken the field position, but they got to take that chance. They need a big play, and they're hoping on special teams they could catch Harbor Beach off balance, but did not work so well, and Sandusky will take over the football here, still with zero on the scoreboard.
A low-scoring affair, as you expect, with two great defenses, but two great offenses in this ballgame as well. 12-0, Harbor Beach leads Sandusky. Wing tee to the left, it's a handoff to Washi right up the middle, and Harbor Beach stops him after about a gain of a yard out to the 32-yard line. Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach, stops him in his tracks after a one-yard gain. Second and nine, Sandusky, just with less than 100 yards of rushing on the night.
Ethan Hessling now takes the lead, six tackles leading that defense for Harbor Beach, just a sophomore.
Sandusky with 84 total yards of the night on 23 rushes. Not a very good average there.
No, they got just about that many yards and penalties too, I think.
When they're averaging 364 per game entering tonight. 9 minutes left in regulation. Sandusky facing a second and eight. Hand off to Zach Franzel coming around the left side. And forward progress. Line of scrimmage as Harbor Beach's Garrison Booms comes out of the secondary, leads a gang tackle for the Pirates. No gain of the play. Third down and eight. Harbor Beach's defense starting to click.
Yep, Garrison Booms holding down that end, comes up and grabs a hold of that defender or that running back, and it takes a couple more defenders to come clean up that tackle. But gang tackling, another one-yard gain at most, and third and eight for Sandusky as they've shown no changes, sticking with the game plan, and it is not working so far.
Third down, 8 yards to go, 8.5 left in regulation. T formation, Lee's under center looking to pass, play action. Throws downfield, has an open receiver. It's brought into the 45-yard line, still on his feet, and finally tackled at the 30-yard line. A big pass brought in by Jack Sheridan from the 33 down to the 30. A big 37-yard completion for the Sandusky Redskins.
Oh, much needed, but a very nice throw by Trenton Lee. Mason Yon got lost out there in center field a little bit. You got to read the quarterback's eyes. All three of the potential receivers were on the near side of the field, closest to his sideline, and he's out at midfield. He's got to rotate over and have a chance at that ball. If he does a little bit, leans this way a little, he can make a play on the ball. But nonetheless, a great throw and catch executed by Sandusky.
It's a handoff to Washington. He's stopped right at the line of scrimmage, but he falls forward, gets out for about 3 yards to the 22-yard line, tackle made by Devin Puff on the linebacking core for Harbor Beach. Second down and seven, 7:53 left in the fourth quarter, 12-0 Harbor Beach.
Even after a big pass play, they're still unable to get that running game going. Harbor Beach's front seven, front eight, excellent job tonight stopping that running game. So don't be surprised if Sandusky rolls with play action here a little sooner than they'd like to, possibly right here on second down.
Second down, seven to go from the Harbor Beach 27. Hand off to number 21, Jack Sheridan, going backwards, now forward. Comes down about 2 yards short of the first down marker, down to about the 21-yard line. Pretty healthy spot there. Tackle made by Garrison Booms. A 6 yard gain, third down and one to go for Sandusky at Harbor Beach's 21-yard line.
Yeah, it's where the guy gets tackled, not where his momentum ends up. That is a very healthy spot. Third down and one for Sandusky.
Sandusky starting to march down the field. They start this drive at their own 30-yard line 2 minutes and 45 seconds ago. T formation, Lee's under center. Hands it off to Braxton Washington coming around the right end. Meets his defender there at the 20-yard line. Going to be very close to that first down marker. Tackle made by Michael Anderson out of the secondary. And they're going to say no word yet. And fourth down, there's the signal from these line judges. Fourth down in less than a yard to go for Sandusky at the 20-yard line of Harbor Beach.
It's going to take a lot of time, but I think Sandusky hustles to the line of scrimmage. You see a quarterback keeper try to get the first down and then reset, get a play in while they move the chains, because time is not on their side right now. They have to keep moving.
And it's exactly that. Quarterback keeper Trent Lee gets across the 20-yard line all the way down to the 18-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Tackle made by Kendall Gentner, the nose guard for Harbor Beach's defense. Moves the chains for Sandusky, stops the clock momentarily to move the chains with 6:21 left in the fourth quarter. Still a two-possession lead for Harbor Beach, 12-0.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you got to do for Sandusky. You have to get the first down. But now the chains have moved, the ball is set, and the clock starts running. You have to get this play in and get moving. They're under 6:10 to go now, still not on the line of scrimmage.
First and 10 from the 18 of Harbor Beach, 12-0. Harbor Beach leads Sandusky. The Redskins on their second drive of offense in the second half. Wing T to the right, Lee's under center, two-man backfield. Rolling to his left, looking to pass. Has a breaks free of the first pass, throws it downfield. It's intercepted the 3-yard line. Here comes number 12, Michael Anderson. The safety still on his feet across the 20 to the 30. Still cuts back inside and finally tackled at the 37-yard line. A dagger of a throw and a dagger of a heartbreak for Sandusky going downfield. And Trenton Lee right into the hands of Michael Anderson puts Harbor Beach's offense back on the field.
Yeah, and he had some space to move. Micah Brown makes the tackle for Sandusky on the return. But that interception pretty much seals the game now for Sandusky as a disappointing effort by them, unable to score a point so far in this game. Still 5 minutes, 42 seconds to go. Can't say it's over yet, but this Harbor Beach offense is as efficient as they've been. This is now their time to shine in that Wing T offense and get a first down or two and try to drain those timeouts and the rest of the time on the clock.
Lee was almost was brought down in the backfield by Evan Smiglinski, and that's why that throw was a little forced. Handoff to Devin Puff right at the middle. On a second effort, gets across the 40-yard line out to about the 42-yard line. Tackle made by Sandusky's Adam Scott after a 4-yard gain. Second and 6 for Harbor Beach, now at their own 42-yard line. 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. 12-0, Harbor Beach leads.
This is exactly what Harbor Beach wants now. With the lead, they have the ball. They can pound it forward with any one of the running backs. They trust them all. You might even see Anderson keep it once, but Sandusky knows what's coming. They know the run is coming, and they still allow 4 or 5 yards on first down.
5:05 left in the regulation. 12-0, Harbor Beach leads Sandusky after an interception at the 7-yard line. Anderson, under center, hands it off to Devin Puff. Breaks free of his first tackle, has the first down. Tackled into Sandusky territory across the 45 and all the way down to the 42-yard line by Trenton Lee when all said and done. From the 42 to the other 42. A nice gain of 16 yards.
It's a big run for Harbor Beach. Sandusky knows the run is coming. They just cannot stop it. Harbor Beach has been very successful tonight with that, and more of the same. As they keep pounding ahead, this time it's Puff, the play before that. Puff again, give it to your big backs and let them rumble.
4:35 left in fourth quarter. 12-0, Harbor Beach leads Sandusky. Sandusky entered tonight at 7-0, Harbor Beach 6-1. Their only loss to Marlette in week number 2. Anderson under center. Away in the snap. Hands it off to Devin Finkel. Marches through that left gap. Gets all the way down to about the 35-yard line. Tackle made by Caleb Eberling out of the linebacking core. 4:12 left. Clock continues to roll down after a 6-yard gain. 2nd and 4 from the 36-yard line.
Unbelievable. I mean, everybody in the house knows it's a running play. It's probably going to be up the middle, and Sandusky has no answer for it. Credit this offensive line. They are doing an excellent job. And these running backs, they all of them have great vision, strength, and speed, and they have hit every hole possible in making the most out of that good blocking.
Harbor Beach now taking their time. Less than 4 to play in regulation with a 2-possession lead. Sticking to the T formation, Wind at their back, Anderson under center, 3-man backfield behind him. There's the snap. Hand off to Devin Finkel. Can't tripped up in the backfield. Saw some turf come out from underneath him. Tackle made by number 52 for Sandusky. That'd be Jacob Sanderson, defensive end. A loss of really none on the play. Still on the 35-yard line. 3rd down and 4.
Devin Finkel runs right into the back of Jacob Sanderson there. He runs into his own guy, and it just lost his momentum. And that's, you see that turf come up right to the ground he goes. So Sanderson does a nice job of pushing his guy in front of him into the backfield, and that caused a little havoc and goes to the ground. Nobody there. Nothing happens there. Good coverage of the ball for Finkel. Doesn't turn it over. Holds on to the ball as we get underneath 3 minutes. Harbor Beach going to do it again, try to find a way to get another first down.
3rd and 3 from the 35-yard line of Sandusky. Hand off to Finkel. Trips up at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward down to about the 33-yard line. Tackle made by Jacob Sanderson again, short of the first down marker by about 2 yards.